2017 has seen a wave of anti-Semitic vandalism. Over 100 headstones were tipped last week in Philadelphia and St. Louis. Since January, there have been 100 incidents of bomb threats targeting Jewish community centers and Jewish day schools, according to the National JCC organization. 31 of those bomb threats occurred just this past Monday, when 23 centers and schools were targeted. David Stuhlbin, director of the Jewish Federation of Greater Ann Arbor, experienced evacuations twice in the past year, and he says there is a menacing tension in the air.
I think that the divisiveness that perhaps we've seen going on for so long in politics and has moved down into the electorate to a point where we are simply all oppositional to one another. Somehow people have gotten the idea that they have permission to attack others that are not like them.
And I guess the question is how they got that permission. The president last night, in addressing this question, said that we are a country that stands united in condemning hate and evil. That is true, and I applaud him for saying that, but there's just something a little more nuanced in the ways in which people get the feeling that they can go ahead and do these kinds of hate crimes. Can you sort of unpack that a little bit?
Well, I think, we've gone through, over a year now since the campaign began, where the president really appealed to, I think, some of the basest natures of people, the anti-immigration piece, building a wall, keeping out those bad hombres, all of these kinds of things that come in, feed people's fears and feed people's concerns. And when you have head people from Breitbart, which feeds this kind of white power thing normally, then what's happening is you are giving a subtle message that the government is behind you, and that unleashes stuff. The president has the power to do, in his words, military action to, round up and deport undocumented workers. What if he put those kinds of efforts and resources behind finding out who's doing all of this?
You had an evacuation within the last, couple of weeks, right?
2 days ago.
Right. And as this was happening, young people being evacuated from Jewish community centers, what questions were they asking?
Well, we had 175 children under the age of 11 in our building. Fortunately, we trained for stuff like this a lot. We had our first experience last May. We handle things very smoothly. But imagine being a parent of a six-month-old and getting called in the middle of your workday saying that your kids are being evacuated because of a bomb threat. Imagine what happens, when all of a sudden you're in your normal day and you get this notice, evacuate the premises immediately. What does that do to them? And it takes 2 days to get everything back to normal again, even though you're only out of the building for 2 or 3 hours.
I guess I'm wondering if there's any evidence, David Stuhlbin, that the kids see some cloud hanging over their lives as a result of this tone that you describe that may have motivated these anti-Semitic crimes around the country.
I can't speak for everyone. 2 days ago, 24 Jewish community centers and Jewish day schools experienced this. I can talk only to our specific situation. I don't think the kids feel a cloud. I wonder if some of the parents do. And, a third of our people aren't Jewish. How do they feel about it?
What's going to change it?
There are a lot of disaffected people out in the community who resent any kind of minority. And until they get the message very strongly that this is not acceptable, and not just in words, I would love to see law enforcement looking for and searching out more of these hate groups and making some arrests and stopping them that way. Otherwise, it's just going to continue. Fortunately, with the 90-plus incidents that we've had since the middle of January, there has not been a single bomb yet, and I hope there never will be. But the fact that the FBI has not been able to identify anyone doing it means there's a pretty sophisticated operation going on just with these calls, And besides that, every day there are a few, if not several, instances of anti-Semitism, be it graffiti, be it cemetery desecrations or whatever, going on every day all over the country. So there's a fair number of people involved in this.
Is there something that you've noticed that you've never seen before in your life in the United States?
The closest thing to it, I think, that I can remember is the 1970s during the oil embargo. But I don't recall this kind of overt action. I recall more of bumper stickers and you know, different kinds of threats and anti-Semitic expressions, but not what we're seeing right now. It's much more alarming, and it's also alarming because we've been watching this grow in Europe for several years. And it seems like now it's simply crossed the ocean, and now we're also experiencing it here.
David Stuhlman is the director of the Jewish Federation of Greater Ann Arbor, speaking to us from Michigan. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.